Every 12 years or so, state lawmakers appointed to the Texas Sunset Commission look at the operations of a state agency and recommend changing or eliminating the agency. But this year, when the Sunset staff asked to observe disciplinary hearings for judges and look at the handling of citizen complaints, the Texas Commission on Judicial Conduct said no. It said that the Texas Constitution requires information about judicial proceedings be kept confidential.
That is privileged by statute.
The Judicial Commission's resistance to open its meetings and records, even to state officials, led to a heated confrontation in April.
Do you have a recommendation for how we resolve this? Because it's not going to go away.
Between State Senator John Whitmire of Houston.
And there are alleged conflicts of interests and biases and misconduct, and the public has nowhere else to go but to turn to Yelp.
And the chairman of the Judicial Conduct Commission, Thomas Cunningham.
We are not here to be stonewalling. All we're doing is complying with the law as we see it.
Citizens testified that the agency's secrecy makes it impossible to know whether Texas's 3,900 judges are being held accountable. Austin attorney Benny Ray told lawmakers that even when judges are punished, it's a slap on the wrist in a closed meeting.
There is no way for the public or a voter to easily track a judge's complaint history. Judges could have a number of informal private complaints. No one would know about them.
The Sunset Report says the Judicial Commission received more than 1,100 complaints last year, but most were dismissed. A little over two dozen were sanctioned in private. Only six judges were publicly scolded and identified, but they all kept their jobs.
Well, if you have judges that are not publicly sanctioned, but sanctioned in closed meetings, it doesn't give the public the ability to evaluate whether those judges are doing a good job.
State Representative Rafael Anchia of Dallas sits on the Sunset Commission. He believes the Judicial Commission has taken confidentiality too far.
The reality is that the public does have a right to know whether judges are being abusive, whether they are independent, whether they are not corrupt.
Anchia says giving the public access to needed information about their judges may require changes in the state law or the Texas Constitution.
It seems to me that the exemption from the Open Meetings Act or Public Information Act or Administrative Procedure Act for the State Commission on Judicial Conduct needs to be evaluated in this sunset process. We can put a constitutional amendment on the ballot for the public so they can decide whether these proceedings should be open to the public.
Attorneys and citizens who testified during the Sunset hearings go even further with their suggestions. Some want the Commission on Judicial Conduct disbanded. Others want all complaints against judges to be made public, and they want the Commission to explain why complaints are dismissed. The Commission's executive director, Shauna Willing, insists her agency is only trying to do the right thing, and she says changes that create a more open system might actually be good.
Frankly, from my experience, if we open this whole process up and let the public see what's been filed against the judges, they would come to the same realization and recognition that I have, and that is that we get a lot of frivolous complaints, and there are a lot of really good, honest, hardworking judges in this state. And the ones that aren't, when they come to our attention, it's taken care of.
Judges may believe that, but many citizens don't. When asked if the Commission on Judicial Conduct is fair, 86% of the judges who were the subject of complaints said the agency did good or excellent work. Citizens who complained, however, didn't feel that way. 76% told the Sunset staff the review process is unsatisfactory. Most said the investigations were not thorough or timely, and most of the citizens said judicial misconduct isn't punished when judges are out of order. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.